all like the crumbs, and sometimes there's bigger things on the floor, and you sweep it into your plate.
Okay. Yeah.
If there's only one, there's
What's that? Oh, I think you got all the balloons. You did a good job, bud.
Hey, let's do a quick little thing, shall we? Shall we? Again, our AC's doing the best she can, but it's not quite up to snuff. So, just thank you for your patience. It's trying really hard. It's like, it's 99 out there. We're trying.
Oh, the air.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, wait, what is going on?
Yeah.
What's AC?
Well, I didn't hear what he said, so I was like, wait, what is he talking about?
Alright. Okay, we're just going to do one verse and then talk about it. Let's pray, shall we? Dear God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for who you are. And we pray, God, for the next few minutes that you guide our discussion, God, what we think about this whole meekness deal. And we pray, Lord, that all this would be done for your glory. Change us into the image of Christ, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. All right, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. What is meekness?
Being humble and kind.
Very good. What does meekness look like today?
Oh, like the gas book at Rich Haven, it was like fighting the thing that you want to do when you know it's wrong, and just like fighting it and not doing it.
Let's just go ahead and say amen, because that's the whole point of this. No, just kidding. That's true. That's right. That is true. That is right and good. And yes, you're absolutely right, both of you. These are the Beatitudes, and it's really important to point this out. Jesus is on the mountain talking about this, but he's not so much saying you should be meek. He's not telling you to be meek. It's like a descriptive term. You should be. Like, this is what the kingdom of heaven, or kingdom of God is. It's full of people who are meek. That's a big difference between, hey, you should be meek. You should be meek. But understand that this is not prescriptive. It's not prescribing. It's descriptive. It's describing. So, that's sort of the direction we're going here. I just want to do a couple little things. Let's look at the opposite of meekness, which is?
Pride.
Yeah, very good. Pride. Here's a couple of you might be prideful with, and I'm not trying to step on your toes. It's just natural human stuff. I'm just as guilty.
I'm so proud.
You might be prideful if you're offended. No, I'm just kidding. You might be prideful if you inwardly or outwardly say, you don't talk to me like that. That's a biggie. That's prideful. So here's what happened a couple years ago. A couple decades ago. I was playing football, and I overheard this one kid go back to the huddle and actually say this. I was covering him. He says, "Throw it to me." The kid covering me is white and slow, and I can get past him. And like I had the fire eyes. Oh, white and slow, eh? You're correct, but... But I had this, you don't talk to me like that. You know who I am? I had it inwardly. No, I'm not going to say that. But inwardly, that's what happened. How about this? You're never corrected, or people are scared to offer any form of correction in your life. You know why people are scared to offer any correction in your life? Because they know how that's going to go down. If that is you, uh-oh, might have some pride going on. How about this one? If you've ever said, I'm not going to be the one who apologizes, I'm not going to be the one who says I'm sorry. Why should I? Uh-oh. That could be a pride thing. How about this one? If you catch yourself thinking that's not fair, why would that be the case? That really means you feel more deserving than everyone else around you. Also, there's this deserving thing going on with the prideful person. Like, I deserve an easy life. That's not fair. That's pride. That's pride.
People are always talking about how it's like the world's against me or something.
Yeah.
You know, they're always saying that.
Yeah. That assumes that the world should all love me.
Yeah.
And when that doesn't happen, you get it. Yeah. How about this one? If you have a hard time celebrating the success of others, or if you celebrate the failure of others. No other time in the world, in the calendar of the whatever year do you see this than when everybody who has those flags flying on their cars in the fall, they pull for this team or that team. Yes, I'll admit it. I look at my rival's score hoping that they lose every week. Yes. That's pride. That's pride. I'll admit to it. Like, I hope they get beat by 50. Oh, they won. That's pride. If you have a hard time celebrating the success of others, that's another one. Like, what do you do when your best friend gets that thing you've always wanted? How you react will tell you if you have a lot of pride in your heart. And then, finally, if you're totally convinced that your opinion is 100% right all the time.
I'm not even just an opinion.
If you're totally convinced that your opinion is 100% right and everybody else is wrong 100% of the time, well, you might be dealing with some pride. Nothing wrong with thinking that, you know, obviously you're going to draw conclusions and say, yeah, I think I'm right here. But if you demand that on others, ooh, you might have some pride going on. If you think your opinion is the most important thing, that everyone else needs to be quiet and hear what you have to say, well, that's human pride. Chances are, you might have felt the sting, or maybe two, or if we're honest, a couple. But here's the deal. All of us struggle with pride to one degree or another. It's just a human thing. So what is meekness then? A, you're right. It's accepting your place in the world of God's dealing with you. Here's how this works out for, I think, most your age. Because this is how it worked out for me. I would come to sections of the scripture, and I would not give it equal weight. Would not give it equal weight. So this one, as a teenage boy, right, I used to really want the laugh. Yeah, that's how you became sort of accepted and popular in school. You wanted to laugh. You wanted to say that one thing that was just crazy. So what that meant was, I'd come to Ephesians where it says, let your talk, let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. And I would not really give that the attention in the other verses. Kind of skip over that. Yeah, I guess that's in there. But we all have our white lies, right? We all have our little things we struggle with. And that's mine. So I'd continue to be like not the best with my speech. Continue to go after the laugh. Well, that's the way it goes. Christian meekness is accepting your place in the world and God's dealing with you. What does that look like for you in 2016? Everyone in here has at least a couple of these. It's obeying the hard commands. And not, like I said, let none wholesome talk come forth from your mouth. So what does that look like for 2016? Well, it's also like, not only do you like accept the hard commands, but you accept God's dealing with you where it's hard to understand. That's another part. That's Christian meekness. Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but you're obviously chiseling some stuff out that doesn't need to be there. And meekness says I'm okay with that. And meekness also says it's okay to have some tension. I don't understand what's going on. Don't understand you're dealing with this. But I will trust. The Psalms are nothing but that. David does not go, I totally understand what you're doing, Lord. Let me play this harp. It's I don't get it. Saul's right here about to get me. Are you good? Yet I will trust you. Psalms are nothing but like tension. And it's okay to have that. But in the end, you say, Lord, you know best. You know best, and you're doing something beyond what I can see. Christian meekness is also this. Oh, I love this. This is, you serve a God who brings his children up to maturity in this fashion, the hard providence, what we'll call. If you were allowed to doze and wake up in heaven, that would be unfortunate. If you were allowed just to sleep through life and not experience anything that's harmful, painful, anything like that, and then just wake up in heaven, that's unfortunate. Why? Because he's doing something. Through the hard stuff. He's doing some. But yet, we have a nature that says, I want easy. I want easy. I don't want the hard stuff. What is meekness? B, it's humility toward people as well as God. Humility toward people. It means that by the Spirit empowering you, you're made able to moderate your anger towards others. By nature, you're not gentle and able to control your anger and moderate your emotions. God's Spirit enables you to be this. So here's what a really good pilgrim guy, Puritan, said. By nature, the heart is like a troubled sea, casting forth the foam of anger and wrath. meekness calms passions. Basically, that's what he's talking about. You're calm toward others. That's not mean you're welcome, Matt. Say do whatever you want to. It just means you're calm. Your natural instinct first when someone slights you isn't, let me run to the keyboard and passively aggressively talk about this person. Not naming names, but people should. Come on. You're wanting somebody to go, who are you talking about? humility says that's not what you do first and foremost. That's not it. Here's a story from eighth grade. So most of you are in college prep classes, and that's great. I was in seventh grade. Then I realized, you know what? I like being funny and having people laugh at me. And the grades went down, down, down. And so I got stuck with some classes that weren't CP. And I realized Kennedy Middle School had a CD underground. So CD, and here's how it went down. This is Christian meekness, all right? I'm telling you the opposite. You don't go through mental malice. You don't murder people in your minds. This one guy was like 15 in the eighth grade, like drove to school. He was that guy, light stash. So I was sitting right in front of him, and what he would do, he would get his pen, and he'd get it scarred, like really, really hot. And then he'd touch the back of my neck. And he'd go, scrub. The kid was 15, I was 13. He drove. He had like, you should really beat South Aiken, but what was I going to do? He was huge. So what I'd do is I'd go home and replay it. In my mind, I'd be like, stop it at me.
Yes.
You don't do that. I seriously would. I say this with some shame. I say this with a lot of shame. Christian meekness is not that. Mentally murdering people. That's not it at all. Scott was his name. Actually, he turned out, I guess, okay, but I looked him up on social media, and he looks exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Light stash, shaved right here, just accordingly, his tastes have not changed that much. But anyway, meekness is the opposite of malice. I don't know what Christian meekness would look like in that situation, maybe moving desk or something like that, but definitely the reaction to it is not Christian meekness. So here it is. It's God's job to get even. It's not mine. Some might add, aren't you being a welcome mat? Aren't you just, isn't that what you're talking about earlier? Solomon said in Proverbs 19:11, there is more honor in burying an injury than revenging it. I like this too. Weak creatures like the bee sting at the slightest little thing. Don't be like a bee. Just don't be like a bee. They sting at the slightest little thing. Christian meekness is not that.
And then you end up dying.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's right. Bees die right if they do that. Here's another thing. Prideful people, and this is, like, not even joking. Prideful people are easy to offend. You said that earlier. I was kidding with you. But prideful people are easy to offend. And you can't help but think, 2016, is that where we are now? Mm-hmm. You know why? Because everybody's prideful. Everybody's prideful. So everybody's easy to offend. Mm-hmm. Easy to offend. Meek people are hard to offend. This is sort of why we're in this spot right now. Everywhere. And the year everyone got offended, you know, 2016. So, yes. Thank you, sir. Meek people are hard to offend. So what does this look like in 2016? When someone slights you, does something you think is horrible, horrible against you. Meekness says that you don't run to the screen, as said earlier. Meekness says you have two choices, cover or confront. And that's it. Those are only two choices you get. That's what Christian meekness says. You either cover it or you confront. What that means is you don't go running to other people and say, I'm just struggling with this right now. Can I share with you a prayer request? This guy's a jerk. That's not it. Prayer meetings can turn into that. But you either cover or confront. Those are your only two options. Only two options. Now, yes, meekness gives you two options. So, here's the deal, though. You can only be meek as a response to Christ's meekness. I can tell you till I'm blue in the face, you need to be meek. Don't go spreading gossip. Don't do that. And yeah, that's like You might hear that and think, okay, that's a good point. However, you can't truly do this until you stare at what Christ did for you, particularly in his meekness. Particularly in his meekness. How was he meek? Give me one scene. I mean, pick one. Anyone? What's one scene where he was showing overwhelmingly meek?
He let the woman wash his feet with the tears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get off me. No. No, he let her do it. Anyone else have a scene?
The ones that he stoned, when they all just stoned the lady.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, of course.
Go ahead with your first one. We'll let the sinless ones go first. Whoops. How about this one? He's going up to the cross. He's wearing, and I'm not meaning to be gross, he's wearing human saliva. People have spat on him. They plucked out his beard. They're cursing at him. And what is the quote he says there? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Are you kidding? The only way you can grow in your meekness is to stare at that, as opposed to, I need to be less prideful. I need to be less prideful. That humbles you when you think of the cross. Let's pray, and we actually only have just probably a good 15 or so minutes. We've got to bust out some gestures. We'll get into two teams and play Bible gestures, but you have to read the scriptural reference. I mean, you don't. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for your Son. We thank you for what we see in Christ's life, particularly his meekness. We pray, God, for ourselves, how easy it is to go with the culture at large and to be offended and to, to be prideful. God, I pray that you break us from that. Lord, may we be people who are accepting of all your commands, not just the easy ones. Accepting of your providence when it doesn't make sense. And Lord, may we be people who also show forth the meekness we have been the recipients of. We ask this, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. Anybody wants cake? Go get it. It's for the taking.